Hello, hello. Thanks for tuning back in WPGU. This is Can I Kick It, WPGU's own alternative hip-hop show. We talk about things hip-hop related in the culture sphere. And this episode is going to be a little bit different because we're actually going to play an interview we had with poet, activist, rapper Malcolm London that we had today. And it was absolutely a great time having him in. So thank you to Malcolm and his whole team for coming through and talking with us. I definitely had a blast. Nikhil and Shannon were the ones conducting the interview. I was just taking the video of it. So there's also going to be some new songs being played from his new EP, the Right Away series. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy. For Nikhil, Shannon, Theo, and Aaron, this is Can I Kick It?
What are you doing? Not listening to WPGU. 107.1 FM, it's your boy Malcolm London trying to get you right. Can I kick it? Yes, you can.
Okay, welcome back to WPGU 107.1. This is the Can I Kick It team in the studio. Once again, not at our usual time, but it's because we have a very special interview today. We've got Malcolm London in the studio.
What's up?
How are you?
I feel great, man. Thanks for changing the whole situation just for me.
Of course.
I feel very special.
We had to. My name's Nikhil. I forgot to introduce. We've also got...
What's up? My name's Shannon. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. We're going to get right into it. So, Malcolm London, you are a poet, activist, educator, musician.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot of labels.
So
are those like labels other people give to you, or is that like what you like to classify yourself as?
I'm definitely a poet, for sure. I think of them less as labels as much as like hats, you know. Mm-hmm. And I wear a lot of hats, and sometimes I put on different hats, you know. It's just all the same, just different tools to get the same message out.
Okay. And like how do you I guess balance that? What decides like what you put most of your effort into?
Money.
True.
But not actually, because I make a lot more money as a poet, but like the music thing is new, and I'm inspired by my peers, some of which have been all up and through U of I. And really, I worry less about balance. I try not to be equally on the same plane with all the things that I do. I try to focus more, less about balance and be focused more on harmony, you know? Like, as long as, like, my year feels like, I taught some kids a bunch, or, you know, I try to keep it all in harmony. So as long as I could execute, you know, all the things I want to do, regardless if I do it, you know, at the equal amount, it's fine with me.
Right. But, like, do you find that, like, all the different things you do serve a mutual goal?
Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of cliche and kind of like existential, but like, yeah, I just want to see a better tomorrow. You know, I want to leave this earth better than I found it. And right now, I'm finding it pretty goofy right now. So it's a lot of work to do. But what gets me up in the morning? Sometimes, most days, man, I really just want to be like a camp counselor, but like super fresh, and that's kind of how I feel. Like I'm just a rapping camp counselor, and I just want to, you know what I'm saying, rock with the youths,
right?
And also rock with the Grammys. So that's what I'm trying to be.
Yeah, and so you have a lot of like, it's important to you to give back to your community, like
absolutely.
You said. Like what motivates you in that aspect to give back to like where you're from and like made you?
Well, just like you know, I come from a community of people that always give to me, and so it just makes sense to always give back, you know. I think that should just be the rent you pay as a human being, you know. Mm-hmm. Is to give,
right? It's very noble.
I mean, it's also just what it is, you know what I'm saying? I don't think of it as nobility. Also forget nobility. I'm excited. I'm on tour right now. This is my first time at U of I, outside of like driving down here lit and going to parties and homecomings. So I'm super excited. It's my first time And I think I actually like taught a workshop here as a poet years ago. But
oh, really?
This is my first time at Canopy Club, and I've, you know, come down here to help other friends of mine, you know, sell tickets there. Mm-hmm. So it feels it's mad surreal. And you know, if I can be honest, I feel like I'm a little late to the game, but I'm glad y'all rocking with me.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm excited for the show.
It's going to be fun. And going back to poetry, we know that you participated in Louder Than a Bomb.
Absolutely.
Which is the Young Chicago Authors, and you won in 2011, right?
Yeah.
So I guess for our listeners who don't know what that is, can you kind of explain what Louder Than a Bomb is and what Young Chicago Authors does?
Louder Than a Bomb is a youth poetry festival that got started in 2001. It's a poetry festival that basically believes in the principle of its name, which is that young people's voices are loud and they bomb. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the kids from all over the city come together, they read poems and they compete. But I say that with air quotes because it's not really about the competition. It's about bringing kids together across invisible borders that exist in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in that festival. I won the festival as a younger person. Then I started to work for the organization Young Chicago Authors as the national organizer and started 10 other Louder Than a Bombs in other cities. So,
oh, dope.
That's Louder Than a Bomb. A lot of people grew up there. I think it's responsible for, you know, making people and at least artists, you know.
That's really cool. Yeah. And I guess like poetry versus music, like how does the writing process, how is it different for either of those?
Yeah, it's they're less and less different. When I first started rapping, it was like it was like kind of difficult because I was so used to writing poems and saying whatever the heck I wanted to say, and like with music, there's a whole kind of thing. But now the processes are kind of similar in that I just want to write and make my best art, and you know, so trying to just be the best at everything.
Birds are chirping, leaves are growing, it's a new day now. God is on our way down. Birds are chirping,
birds are chirping,
leaves are growing. I got a score to settle. Pluck a couple petals, skip a couple pebbles down the river to Mount Olympus. Yelling timber, becoming Simba. Gone into November. White cleft born Ray Shrimmer. Dreadhead smoking eucalyptus. Writing dissertations from my Twitter. I hate the rules, but I hate to litter. I've got hell of a name to live up to. If you was me, you'd refuse to give up to. It's a new day now.
It's a new day now.
Revolution's on its way down. You can smile now.
A bouquet of 24 hours grows in my hand for you. If I weren't mere mortal and was Goro from Mortal Kombat, I'd give birth to a million kids just to give a hand to you. Someone told me my heart was too small to love the entire world, but forgot I was narcissistic and believed any part of me could go the distance. My vision could envision something more. See, sometimes your flaws evolve and you become a call to action. Join me as I imagine a new world where Atlantis is on shore, where my people not getting killed anymore for bending gender, where my people not accessories anymore to Kylie Jenner. My people be anyone with bandana from small town Montana, likes Yes Jules and Jules Santana, who loves Asada in Havana. Who've seen the color purple and the purple rain, whose nocturnal brain stays worried maternal, who likes anime and freedom, who's vegan yet respects the fact that I love soul food, because nothing is simple and everything is complex except love and acceptance.
It's a new day now.
been a lot of places, except for home. Rocked a lot of stages, no stepping stone. Skipped a lot of school, my lessons learned. When cops kill us, them courts adjourn. Did I forget to mention that I'm from the west side, where sunset round 5 and quickly turn to dark skies? Cross-eyed, cross-country, my city feel like apartheid. Where showing love feel like a part-time job.
Kids can't go to the playground, can't touch Chicago from Cape Town. Young Nelson Mandela with a cape on, straight from Cape Town.
I don't wanna go right now, I just wanna learn right now. North Star from the west side, wear a lot of hats, but they don't let hats inside. Pick a sign in my afterlife, I'm like, how you gonna change the world?
Muhammad teaches us that our own mind has to be changed. We have to change our mind about ourselves.
Starts with you. Starts with you.
First thing, the problem is never solved. As long as the problem is not solved for all of our people.
They tell me, Vic, go save the world. Save your money, don't sell your soul. Save your family, don't save yourself. Dropped out of school, saved by the bell. Just a hot boy trying to make it out of hell. Locked in a cell, trying to make it out of jail. In 360, trying to make it out of deal. Industry slave, trying to make it out of the field. But we in the house, like Will. It trying to kick us out like Uncle Phil. Did Jazzy Jeff land on the steps? Next time I step, hand on a 9 mil. A man can't eat, then a man gon' steal. A man can't dream, then a man gon' drill. And scream GD to the world, blow up. Now we just waiting on the world.
Kids can't go to the playground, can't touch Chicago from Cape Town. Young Nelson Mandela with a cape on, straight from Cape Town.
I don't wanna go right now, I just wanna learn right now. North Star from the west side, wear a lot of hats, but they don't let hats inside. Pick a sign in my afterlife, I'm like, how you gonna change the world? Call me Malcolm X from Alcatraz. Pulling Exodus from out the trash. Did a lot of shit, don't like to brag. Teaching for the kids who felt the class. Change starts by putting first who's last. Take a couple steps and learn to dance. Damn, 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 damn. Martin Payne of Martin Dreamland. Just trying to learn to be a man. Just trying to learn to be a man. Starting with myself, I got a plan. Put your hands up if you with it. How you gonna change the world? Malcolm X, Caliber, change your sword. Black Power Ranger, Mighty Morphin Dinosaur. Better take your time, it's the only thing you can afford. Hey, hey. How you gonna change the world?
So, yeah, yeah, but now the processes are kind of similar in that I just want to write and make my best art and, you know, so trying to just be the best at everything.
Mm-hmm. So, like, we just mentioned Louder Than a Bomb, and that was, like, a togetherness kind of. It's not a festival, right? It's just, like, a curated event.
No, it is a festival. I mean, it's a festival. It's an event. Not a music festival in that word, but it's, like, a fest in terms of, like, 80 events outside of the, like, poems that happen. So it's, like, a whole month-long thing.
So I noticed also you're part of the Tip Fest, Teens in the Park. You did
the very first year, right, with
Chance the Rapper. And I know you're also contributed to the open mics that they do in Chicago for high school students. So you could just talk about, you know, those events that you curate and, like, how you got involved in all that as well.
So Tip Fest, open mic. Open mic was started by myself and Chance the Rapper, and it got started, you know, we were at my crib after our mentor, Brother Mike, passed, And yeah, it was tough. And so we all got together and kind of just celebrated his life. And we were like sitting on my bed. I think we were drunk as hell, you know, near tears. And we're just like, we got to do something for Brother Mike. And we did. We were like, why don't we, you know, do an open mic? Because that's what he gave us. Mm-hmm. And so we just celebrated our third year anniversary. So that's like super exciting.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and Tip Fest was just began really because we were taking, Chance really wanted to take a bunch of kids to the museum. Like, he was like, look, we need to, that's what I want to do. Like, I remember those field trips, and so we would, like, do that, you know, like us. Like, we would just go pick up some kids with buses and go to the museums and everything like that. And, yeah, the park district was rocking with us, and they was like, yo, we want to do this thing, and Chance curated it, and then he brought out Kendrick Lamar, so that was lit. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I was there for that, and it was super lit.
Oh, word. Yeah. I hosted that. That was cool. My hair was shorter, though.
At all of these, like, poetry competitions, do you remember any stories of just, like, something that just really wowed you from, like,
nah,
the kids?
Nah, man, kids usually suck. You know what I mean? Like, I hate children. Nah, but, like, actually, poems are, like, kind of bad at when you're a high school student. Mm-hmm. So it's less and less about, like, that's not to say that there aren't a lot of dope kids, mm-hmm. you know, out of, like, I think it's, like, 2,000 kids participate, it's like a good chunk that are really amazing. But it becomes less about like what they say and the fact that they're saying it, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And so like that's just amazing to me. Every time I see that, it's just great.
Just expression.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have a new EP out.
I do.
Right. Do you want to talk about it a bit? Just explain where you were coming from during the making of it and what your goal is with that?
Yeah, I dropped a project called the Right Away Series. Mm-hmm. And I called it the series because I wanted it to be, you know, kind of about... series are usually associated with books and movies and stuff. And so I wanted it to be like that. And so the Right Away Series is like I think of it as like my self-proclaimed diary. It's full of a lot of emotional raps and vulnerable raps and political commentary. I felt like this was what people wanted me to drop the first time. And so I dropped Opie instead to prove kind of to myself and other people that like I can make, you know, sonic, you know, have a whole sonic range. And mm-hmm. and Right Away Series came via the production of my homies in Chicago, this collective called Bad Company. And yeah, so it's a poetry project that just sounds like music. Yeah, and so that just came through intense reflection and just, you know, looking, being critical of myself and looking mm-hmm. at myself.
That's cool. So what was different about making your first album versus this?
This kind of came...
Like the process.
Yeah, the first album, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. Like, I just was, like, trying to do some stuff, and I spent a lot of time in the studio. This album, I had my man Timmy V and my homie EB and a bunch of other homies come down to... I was living in Cincinnati for a bit, doing some, like, corporate work, which was trash. Yeah, finished it in a week, you know what I mean? But it was like an amalgam. It was like a compilation of stuff we had worked on before, but we finished it in like a week, so mm-hmm. or completed it, and so it just felt easier. You know what I mean? It felt
right.
like I was developing my chops, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like first projects are always easier because there's no expectation, right? There's no like pressure.
No, the first project was pressure. This one didn't feel like it because I already did that. Been did that, you know what I mean?
Hmm.
Yeah, the first project was stressful.
So Opia actually sounds more music based, whereas
yeah.
this new EP that you have is more you hear more of the poetry sound to it. So like, do your poems ever become like a song or vice versa? And separate the two?
I think it's just trying to find which medium, like, you know what I mean, feels better. But yeah, that happens all the time. I'm like trying to decide like what is this. Cause like a lot of the poems on the Right Away series were just poems and then they turned into songs. And a lot of stuff on Opia were just like a lot of hot almost poems, and then they just turn into rap. So, but yeah, it kind of just feels like I rely a lot on producers because it feels, you know, whatever. Like, I feel like it'll get the message out better. But
do you write without hearing the music first, typically? Because I'm assuming if you're a writer, that's
I can. I have like a bunch of verses or poems that just in my, you know, in my archives. That if I hear something that doesn't sound right, but I use now these days, I like to just listen to the music and then figure out what comes. I'll freestyle over a lot of stuff, you know, to initially feel. Cause I think music will bring you places, you know.
Yeah.
So sometimes I just be on a ride for the journey, you know.
What would you say the difference is between this idea of rap writing versus, like, writing your poetry?
I don't know.
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of one and the same.
Yeah. I mean, I think poetry requires a different kind of attention, you know? Like, I wouldn't write I mean, the topics for me don't change. I kind of write and talk about the same things, and that's, you know, whether it's in my poems or my raps. But, you know, it's just trying to figure out what feels better. But I don't see much of a distinction in terms of where I draw from.
Of, like, raps and rap and poems, do you find, like, one or the other is easier to, like, connect with your audience, or...?
It depends on the audience. I think it depends on the audience.
Definitely.
Depends on the audience. I feel like if you rock with my poetry, you're going to rock with my raps. And if you rock with my raps, you're going to rock with my poetry. You know what I'm saying? If you rock with my clothes, you're going to rock with me. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't rock with me, then you need to rock. You don't rock with yourself either. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I went to the motherfucking club, man. They tried to charge me $30.
What?
$11.30, bro.
That shit. Dang. No,
that's what I'm saying. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they stay doing that shit.
That's what I'm saying. Socrates and Chuck, you hear me? Like, why don't we just go take them to the west side?
Yeah, call shop.
Invite Shorty.
Yeah, you
already know what I'm on. Fucking call Shante, Odeo, Andre. Let us throw a party. Here we go!
Everybody's dancing, I cause play no random. Everybody's losing their mind. And this is how we party. When clubs they try to charge me, I'm not spending money tonight.
What I
got my friends and they got their friends. Don't need your permission to live. It's a house party tonight. It's a house party tonight. My friends and they got their friends. Don't need your permission to live. It's a house party tonight. It's a house party tonight.
House party with chicken wings and fries. House party while we bump junior one. Real friends in, no standing in line. Nothing to lose it except losing mine. Dance to your feet, get callous. My chemical romance for chemical imbalance. House lit from the basement to the attic. Lights on and the ugly girls scatter. Matter of fact, no need for ID. But girl, best believe I check ID to kick it like Tai Chi. Jordan face crying if you lying or late arriving. What drugs you're buying? Vice for your vices. This is Joe Biden. Class in the morning, this your all-nighter. Party with no violence, this is how we do it. This is how we party. It's Friday night on the west side.
Only a dub, but I'm trying to sneak back in the club. Trying to charge me a dub to get back in the club. Said I can use a dub, probably buy yak for the squad. But I can't even really bring a yak in the club. And the music probably whack in the club. She waiting in the line, tell her come to my man's crib. The y'all can just come. Then I seen across the room, I plan to be parting with her. Cup full of part Pepsi and part liquor. Fem Dilla, damn near the bartender. Bobbing out, it's just me and my Netflix. Move your waist, yeah, move your waist for me, baby. Got the juice if you try to shake some, baby. Next song, come on and shake some, baby. But watch out for the lane, don't break nothing, baby. Who you came with, don't worry, they all fine. And next song, come on, damn, they all fine.
I wanna dance tonight, not spending money tonight. I wanna dance tonight, I'm getting freaky tonight. First thing we need to do, buy new fits for me and you. House party, don't get no fuck. What we gon' do? Wear it out till 6 in the morning.
Okay. Everybody's dancing, I'm playing no random. Nostalgics, no dripping like faucets, cigarettes and coffee. Can I get a drag? Is that trying to be happy when your mama says she's sad? When your papa gave her the world just to take it back. I remember my first Christmas, Santa Claus religion, presents be presented, but my daddy's one is missing. Fast forward to flash floods, had a premonition, back rubs and bathtubs, laughing in the kitchen. I resented everything he put us through. Look in the mirror right now, I look just like you. Oh, I still love you, chip on my shoulder, chip off the old block, even wear the same clothes now. Slipping off a cliffhanger, hope I don't fall down, cause I remember. Like trying to get your eyelash out. No shelter when we fall out. This shit been the same since the house burned down. Papa was a rolling stone. Do that make mama Medusa. Been through so many stages. They worked for Lollapalooza. Damn, home ain't always happy, but it's home. Like flip phone, it's so ugly, but it's someone to call on. Ricochet from playing space and playing charades. Papa ain't hot, this shit sexy. When in fifth grade I ran away. Now I spend my days with the fifth in the ashtray. Cigarettes in my ashtray. Call him often, cause we fussing and fighting and arguing. Going mano, we mano, you too, and we feeling like mano.
With me, then you need to rock. You don't rock with yourself either. That's how I feel about
when, that. Like, when you're performing, like, can you tell just by like a crowd's reception whether direction to go?
Man, see, that's an interesting question, cause I'm like my worst critic. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm a hype performer, which you all will see tonight at the Canopy Club. My homie Asar, who goes to school, I think, is coming through. So make sure y'all go see that. And if you come tonight, if you bring a bag of Skittles and Butterfingers, I will let you in for free. Just letting people know that.
Wow.
I wrote that down right now.
Yeah, facts. But only like the first five people.
Okay.
Because I need snacks on the road. You feel me? Like, I forgot the question.
I forgot the question too.
What are you talking about?
What?
Oh, it was when you're performing, which direction do you?
So this is where it's great having amazing friends like Vic Mensa, No Name, Chance the Rapper, blah blah blah. It's amazing. But like for me, like if I'm a high performer. Oh, that's where we were.
That's what it was.
I'm a high performer, which you always see tonight. But so if you don't give me the energy I'm giving you, I think it's a bad show. But usually people are like, oh my God, you have so much energy. It was amazing. And I'm like, well, I wish you would have told me that with your body and your, you know. Mm-hmm. But I can't expect people to, like, be as hype as I am. I've never had a show where I thought people weren't rocking with me, ever. So I think that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I think, well, except for this one time, I was like 17, and I think I performed for like a church, and I cursed. But I was in a church, so maybe you shouldn't do that. But that one time haunts me to this day. So you know what I'm saying. So I try to,
never again.
Please the crowd.
Yeah. Do you like perform differently when it's music versus poetry? Do you have like poetry mode and like rap mode?
In my thought process, not necessarily, but definitely they show up differently. Mm-hmm. And my shows kind of have a little bit of both elements. Like, you can feel the poetry and the vibes, even at a rap show, because that's who I am. I can't not be true to who I am and where I come from.
Right.
You know, so.
And I guess going back to the activist part of what you
do. Yeah, I was getting to it.
What do you see as the role of artists in like social movements?
I think artists are social movements. You know what I mean? I think you cannot have social movements without artists. You know, and artists can't really be in the movement unless they pay attention to the people doing the work. And I think we're at a moment where that is happening. Because I think I worry about right now, because occupying both spaces, both an artist and an activist, I think as an artist, you have to understand that you get the privilege of being, you know, the cool person, right? And that, you know, when you're an activist, you don't necessarily get, because you have to physically be doing the work. And so, like, I think the artist's role is only to leverage their juice and their celebrity for people doing the work, or do the work themselves too. Because I think right now we're in a culture where, like, if you just hashtag something, you are, you know, you're in the movement, which is not true. And I know that because I almost died for this. I'm really good at stopping myself from cursing. I almost died for this shot stuff. So if you're an artist that's just got, you know what I mean, like some flashy thing to do, like, it's whack to me, and you're not a part of the social movement. And I think it shows up. You know what I mean? When I say I love and care about women, I love and care about women, even when that means, like, you know, critically examine myself, not just, you know, saying women are queens or whatever, you know, and are actively trying not to use the B word in my music. You know what I mean? Like, it's real work. And so, what do I see artists? I say to that, you know, there is no, I'm black and I'm proud without, you know, all the work people did in the streets. But the only thing that makes you feel and remember that historical moment is the song I'm Black and I'm Proud. You know what I'm saying? So they coexist together. And I think we're in a beautiful moment where artists are doing that. But I don't want to give too much credit to your point, to your question. I don't want to give too much credit to artists, because, like, you get applauded for just, like, doing, you know, like, saying, sometimes you get applauded. And I think the reason artists are beautiful is because, like, we are also the only people. I was in a corporate job for a little minute over this, for like 6 months. And, like, I get to be myself, you know what I mean? Like, in most professional fields, you can't just wear, like, a bright pink T-shirt and dirty green army pants and flip-flops to work. I was doing that. You know, you can't do that. And so I think, I don't know. I'm just rambling now. But, yeah, anyway.
It makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? So wear more bright. That's basically the lesson of today.
It's a good conclusion. But do you think it's like an artist's obligation to?
I think it's a human obligation. Absolutely. Yeah. Artists, not artists. If you run a business, yes, obligation. If you're a politician, obligation. If you, like, yeah, it's a human obligation, you know? So absolutely. Even more so with artists, because, and I think it's, some artists think it's unfair that, you know, you get scrutinized and, you know, but that's kind of like the career, and unfortunately it comes with it, you know. Like, I wouldn't go to, you know, like, like I oh, this, like, I hate the, when people go, it's tough to be a police officer. No shit. No, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you signed up for it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the job. You know what I mean? Like, that's a part of the job description. You know, it's tough to be the president, even though we don't have one right now. And so, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and so if you're an artist and you, like, afraid of that responsibility, you know, and you don't want to do that or understand that you influence people, then, like, cool, like, you know, I mean, artists are people too, but like I said, and then that's that question. I get that question a lot, and I feel like it's a human obligation to do better, you know. And if you're an artist, you are in a particular place to be creative with, because we need people to be creative, right? The answers that we got or that we need aren't gonna come from a multiple choice question. You're not gonna be able to solve global warming by filling in a scantron, you know what I mean? You're not gonna be able to solve racism by the stock market. You know what I mean? Like, we need artists to be able to tackle these problems, or at least think differently about them. And so if you out here just being an artist because you, like, only narcissistic, which I'm also pretty narcissistic, but I'm fly, so it's okay. but if that's your only goal in being an artist, then, like, somebody told you wrong.
And I guess you kind of hinted at it, but, like, how has the, like, social and political climate today, like, influenced what you choose to act on?
I mean, just learning, really, I think, is the biggest thing, because, you know, you grow as a person. Like, when I was 16, I had to learn about education in Chicago because the teachers were about to go on strike, you know, 16, 17, 18. And just trying to be as educated of a citizen as possible. I think we've been trained to, like, think all that stuff is boring, you know what I mean? Or, like, ah, I gotta, like, learn about democracy. It's like, that's like the point, you know what I mean? And that's not always our fault. Like, we get fed that in the media and the news or whatever, and there are people that want to direct our attention, you know what I mean? But, also, yeah. What was I talking about? What was the question? I want to redirect myself. Yeah, anyway, it'd be like that. Y'all get what I'm saying. Y'all feel me? I'm spitting bars and gems up here. But yeah, I think, dang, what was I talking about?
Well, I guess, like, a similar question is, like, how do you decide what issues are, like, relevant, worth supporting not?
Yeah. So for me...
Because you can't support everything, right?
You can't. But you can be as informed as possible, right? Definitely. And I think people have to operate out of their privilege, and that's where you do the most work. Because, like, that's why I think it's important. You know what I mean? Like, I'm particularly privileged as a man, you know, but a black man, which is a complicated kind of privilege. I'm from the west side of Chicago. I talk to, you know what I mean? Like, whatever's in my reach, I try to do, you know?
Right.
So... You know, there's the sad, beautiful thing about the world is that, like, because there are so many issues, there are just as many solutions. And so wherever you are, there's work to do. You know, there are a lot of kids dying in Chicago, but there aren't just kids dying in Chicago. And the oppression in Chicago is tethered and tied to how the University of Illinois is, you know, producing students, you know what I mean? Like, it's tied together. While I'm here, I want to just say there's this thing called divestment. A lot of universities invest in private prisons. So while you're paying your whatever millions of dollars to get a stupid piece of paper,
pretty much, yeah.
They're taking your money and investing it in the stock market into, like, locking up other human beings, right? Like, now, that's a tough issue, but as a student, you have a stake in that, right? Your money, your literal tuition that you pay, that your parents are trying to pay, or that you've accumulated a lot of debt doing, is in that, right? And for you to go, oh, well, you know what I mean? It's like, I mean, it's not, you know, we all tackle things differently, but, like, there are so many... People like to think that they live in a bubble, and we don't. We all interconnected. We're all people. You know, we're not all one, you know, in some, like, cliche way, but, like, we all operate on this earth. And it's the only one we got. You know what I'm saying? So, like, So my issues, I try to operate out of, like, where I can help, you know? And that's everywhere, I think, you know? And that may be ambitious, and that's why I'm tired and don't sleep. But, like, there's always spaces and places to do that.
When I was 19, I felt 42. Now I'm in my 20s, and I feel immortal. Lost track of time, but not my morals. Friends round purple like Crown Royal. Who am I to judge? How to get us lean with it? Them franchise boys, white tees, linen. Had cotton mouths, 15 with it. Going rock with it, smell like teen spirit. Young, black, and gifted. Been fighting for so long. Framed in a critic, goddamn, I'm too strong. Nothing on me, goddamn, I'm King Kong. Been to the UN, y'all just made songs. Yo, y'all just make songs. Hey, but tomorrow not promised. Today, but today I promise I'ma make it better. In the meantime, trust I mean well. I mean it gets better. Patience is virtue. Every day is rehearsal. Girl, I won't hurt you. Gain and access like when the earth moves. I'm a new nigga. I don't know you.
See, I take my time, but I don't waste my time. Tick tock, wristwatch. You gotta be late sometime. Even on my own, I'm gonna waste some time. Sometime punching things left, it just don't work. Sometimes it just don't work.
I'm only 30% of who I need to be. I'm on a slippery slope that I don't need to ski. I'm a asshole, but I don't mean to be. You did a TED talk, you on Easy Street with them Starbucks. Come week to week, the whole neighborhood change. They got us all locked up, that's link to link, the whole neighborhood chained. Hey, go take your time before your time take you. Better catch a break before they break you. Just make sure they don't change you. Will you make it? I don't know yet, cause I gotta make it quick. My to-do list be they bucket list.
See, I take my time, but I don't waste my time. Tick tock, wristwatch, you gotta be late sometime. Even on my own, I'm gonna waste some time. I'm gonna waste some time. Punching things left, it just don't waste some time. It just don't work, it just don't work. Just don't work, don't work.
Someone in the eye, which can feel both invasive and vulnerable.
You're a mess, young boy. Open your eyes.
I just see it different. Oranges and apples. One nation under God. Foreclosed in a chapel. Everybody sitting while they pointing fingers high, horse get straddled. But even I, snake, hey, and my baby need a rattle. Here we go! One day he gon' detox like Dr. Dre dropping detox. They say one day he gon' detox. He ain't gon' detox. Nah, they only see depression when they see his scars. Thinking you a big fish, they don't see you dreaming in a pond. Here we go! I
claustrophobic, city atrocious. Think our violence is bad, our politicians is bogus. My insurance don't cover all the drugs that I'm dosing. Don't need diagnosis to see prognosis is hopeless. Optometrist, optimist, seeing optical opposites. Two sides of my city, seeing opposite obstacles. They blink 182 when I blink 187. All my dogs been in jail, we just waiting to go to heaven. Yeah, we ain't got a touch for eye contact. Suicide when my mind won't lapse. Be careful not to wash up on shore. You can still drown running from sharks. Hey, Iron Man, they don't want Tony Stark. So you wanna be Mr. 106 apart? Bow, wow, crowds now. Italian brow, scowl, clowns, chow. Gonna open up your eyes. Take a walk, the shoes not your size. Chance made the Grammys all online. I'ma take the West Side all worldwide. We'll change the world with a whole 16. Niggas think it's sweet like they all 16. You bye, 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 but you ain't in sync. Been a strategist since the age 15.
Look me in my eyes and tell me what's inside. Know my brain move too fast sometimes, yeah, yeah. For my heart to catch up, yeah, yeah. But that's alright.
Walking down the altar emo. What is love if not for this? The whole culture got ulterior motives. So how we stay connected to our people like we ain't paid our Xfinity modem? Postmortem depression is just how we getting older. How we spending our time is how we spending our money unwisely. Grown kids with bills still playing hide and seek. Still no better at finding ourselves still. I guess I became somebody on accident, and now I get paid to speak with my West Side accent. Huh, but sometimes I still feel stuck at the bottom, like an email attachment. Everyone around me looking like they traveling and flashing and getting advancements for talent while I'm standing here stagnant. So I guess I'm ungrateful and insecure, cause I'm still doing shit I couldn't imagine. Burying myself, trying to bury the hatchet. My childhood friends in class still absent, either jail or in casket. I've been searching for a while. I've been searching. I've been working for a while. I've been working. I've been hurting for a while. I've been searching for a while. I've been hurting for a smile. I've been working. They say don't go. Searching for apologies. Sorry, don't fix no broken glass. Working for a while, ain't got no sleep. Now all sacrifice bring what you ask. So I ask a lot of questions, but it don't take no Socrates to know that wrong or right depend on your geography. Selling saw bucks, receiving felonies while mass produced pharmaceuticals achieve monopoly. So tell me more about democracy. I ain't seen no court settle since settlements and colonies. And I've been searching for a while, but Google ain't got no answers for freedom. I've been searching for a while. I've been searching for a while.
And that's everywhere, I think, you know, and that may be ambitious, and that's why I'm tired and don't sleep. But, like, there's always spaces and places to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We've mentioned a lot of times that, you know, you're an activist, like 1,000 times now. But yeah. What have you done, like, yeah. Specifically, yeah. You know, so people know about that?
Yeah, word. I also hate that word. I prefer organizer just because, mm-hmm. Like, activist seems like... Like, I'm not no Jesse Jackson or nothing like that. You know what I mean? No shade. Well,
it's cool.
No shade to Jesse Jackson. But, you know, it's not a career. You know, I think if you love people and you care about somebody and you want to see them safe and you do something and act towards that, like, you're an activist. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it means to me. But, like, for real, Yeah, man, I mean, brief, I organized with this group called BYP 100, which is a black organization of, a black queer feminist organization of 18 to 35 year olds. And we've, you know, any protest in the city of Chicago over the past 4 or 5 years, we've been involved in. I got arrested and almost died in November 2015 by leading a protest about Laquan McDonald, sitting around Laquan McDonald. The most proudest thing I've ever been a part of, I think, a friend of mine, Dominique Franklin, was killed by Chicago police. He was tased to death. And he was tased more than once, which is illegal. And led by this amazing black woman named Miriam Kaba, we raised like 30 grand to go to the United Nations. And it was all young black people and black and brown people who went on this trip, younger than the age of 26. And we went to the UN and protested. And it made like international news. And not that the UN has any authority, but like it was like that was historic, called We Charge Genocide. And like every day I visit youth prisons, I talk to young people, you know what I'm saying? In the streets is where you could find me, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what it means to be an organizer, you feel me? You can find me in the streets, and no amount of fame or money will take me out of the streets. And so that's what really informs my art. And so, yeah, I'll be out here, you feel me?
You seem really dedicated with this organization, putting things together and whatnot.
Yeah.
So would you say you would want to stick with music more or?
Well, I'm in that transition right now in my life because I think I wear a lot of hats, but like, you know, I would like to think I'm a master at everything I do. But yeah, it requires a little bit more time. Right now I am invested in music, particularly because one, music is raw as ever. And then it's raw as hell. And also, you know, I think music is placed not having enough conversations. You know what I mean? Like on college campuses, y'all are talking in your classrooms, I hope, or with your friends. Like most of us have Twitters. You know what I mean? Like we see what's happening in the world. And I think music, although it's a beautiful, beautiful refuge from that, isn't having the tough conversations. And so I'm interested in seeing how I could populate that space. And also I think I'm a better rapper than everybody. So like, how can I combine those things? And so right now I'm interested in that. And I think it has the ability to reach more people. Like I've organized over like 100 protests and none of it's gonna be in a history book, you know. Maybe somebody write about me
I'll
when
write
I'm
the
dead.
Book,
yeah, word, I for sure. Thank you. But if not, you know what I mean, music stands the test of time. So right now, to be honest, I'm like trying to create my capsule, you know? That's what I'm doing. When I almost died or, you know, got arrested by the Chicago Police Department, a lot of things happened and both in my community and outside of it. And I feel like, you know, what is, if that had happened or, you know, if things went sour, like what did I leave behind? Because organizing took me away from the art, but like the art is what got me to organizing, you know what I mean? So I can't just like not be doing that. So right now,
right.
You know, yeah, and I'm just trying to help folks wherever I can. So yeah, come to my show so I can pay my freaking bills, you feel me? If you're listening to the radio.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a hard balance to keep because like art versus like activism and or organizing.
I try to make my art be my activism, you know? Mm-hmm. But not, you know, being real that it's not, you know, a song ain't going, you know, close down a prison, but you know, I try to do that. Yeah, man, and also I just want to have fun with it, you know what I mean? I don't want y'all to think I'm just a super political dude, which I am, and I think everything is political, but I think, like, you know, the simplicity of just like trying to figure out how to love myself better, you know, like, or what is love, you know? Like, I feel like we don't ask ourselves those kind of questions until maybe you get to college, you know? Like, what does it mean to be a man? And what is, you know, sexuality, right? Like, everything you learned, you have to, like, you just either learn it from your surroundings and you don't really interrogate it. So I'm just trying to be a better learner through the music. And so that means also turning up. And that also means, you know, being drunk and, you know, failing and, like, going to the club because the club is political, too. so come to the Canopy Club, the most political place at the University of Illinois.
Most political place.
You know,
you're part of Save Money, right?
Yeah, most people are surprised to hear that. Save Money Collective and Bo Squad, literally the smartest people I know. And I'm always dude in the group chats and you know that are like Malcolm again saying some but I grew up with those dudes. Got in a lot of trouble with those dudes, a lot of fights. There's a band of brothers, and so I try to also just be on my in my own spaces, you know.
Well, yeah. This EP is very political, and I know you just said that you're not just a straight political dude. So if you're part of Save Money and whatnot, like, do you have anything in the works that isn't, I guess, more lit, so to say?
I know Tokyo
just dropped something. Yeah, like, are you collaborating, doing anything?
We all in the same spaces. Opia has Vic Mensa on it, you know what I'm saying? And I think that album is pretty lit. It's not all political. This EP was just something I wanted to drop that I didn't care if people listened to, and it was really for me, you know? But my next project, man, I wish I were really, no shade to y'all, I wish I were a big publication, because I'm working on my next project. I can't tell y'all about it yet. But that is finna be crazy. And it's gonna be, because, like, to me, a good artist is somebody who can illustrate and paint the human experience.
Right.
If you only present one dimensional experience, you know, I just personally, I don't think you're that good of an artist, you know? So for me, that includes, like, my life experience, and it's not just political, but I do think that conversation needs to be had. But yeah, this next tape, which I'm working on, which hopefully will be done by the end of this year, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be some of the best. I will say this now, I think this is gonna be the best project for the next 10 years coming out of Chicago, hands down.
You heard it here.
Thanks.
Looking forward to it.
And I'm taking all shots at everybody, people I know and not. It's gonna be the best shit ever.
Do you find that, like, in the Save Money Collective, you've influenced the other members, and they've, like, have they influenced you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what families do.
Mm-hmm. Like, how would you say that they've like influenced you?
I only know everything I know about music is dedicated to Nico Segal, formerly known as Donnie Trumpet. Mm-hmm. We used to be a part of a collective called Descat, which had like an 8-month life period. And this is before, you know, or while around Kids These Days. Shout out to Kids These Days, man. I wouldn't even know. Like, I remember, like, we being high, riding his car, him playing jazz music, like, bro, you know what I mean? This is, like, what it is. Growing up, just, like, yeah, people are responsible. I think you become the people you're around, you know, and vice versa. So I can't pinpoint it. But, yeah, definitely, shout out to Nico. I tell people that all the time, like, mm-hmm. like his musical genius.
And do you think that you've influenced the other members in the collective to be more political?
Absolutely. I won't necessarily say where and where, but absolutely, facts. And I think they would tell you the same thing.
Yeah. Shannon, you got anything else?
Yeah, you can follow me at Malcolm London, Twitter, at Malcolm London on Instagram, malcolmlondon.com, everywhere. I got a bunch of everything up there. Go see for yourself, go listen to the projects.
Yeah, and I guess just to finish off, you mentioned album coming soon.
Yeah.
Do you have any? So you're still on tour, right? You got more shows coming up soon. Where are you performing next?
I'm on tour right now. And next, is here at the Canopy Club
tonight at the Canopy Club. Buy your
tickets. Doors open at 7.
Mm-hmm.
8 actually.
Doors
Thanks,
at 8.
Sam, tour manager. What did you just ask me? I'm sorry, I have ADHD. What shows?
Yeah, next,
more
next?
Shows, bro. The rest of the tour, I go to Pittsburgh, Philly, just a whole East Coast run. I just wanted to I started in Columbia because, route the tour, but it's really an East Coast tour. I got New York, which I'm pretty is like nearly sold out. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be lit. Boston, Toronto, nice. Philly. I think I said that already. Washington D.C., Hamilton, Canada.
Nice.
Detroit for sure. Shout out to Detroit. They got some really dope stuff happening in Detroit. Yeah, look up this dude Sam Austin's. He just dropped this song called Fenty. It's super dope. I want you to record this so he know I'm shouting him out so I can post this on IG. And then the tour life. And then I'm closing out in Chicago with three nights at Steppenwolf Theater, which is, you know what I'm saying, I don't think cats doing that, you know what I'm saying, having three nights at a theater. So, not rappers at least, you feel me? So, next level stuff, you feel me? Do you feel me? I need to hear
you.
I feel you, yeah.
So, yeah, man, it's cool. Thank y'all for having me on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yeah, again. The show, hit me on socials, and not even about music, man. You know, I think, folks hit me up all the time, like, oh, we want to organize this thing. How do we do it? Particularly young people. If you like 35 hitting me up, you need some friends. But, like, if you 18, 17, you're on campus and you got questions like that, you know, I live my identity to the fullest, both like, whatever. I just live true and authentic in myself, you know what I'm saying? All the things I've done, whether they be amazing and critical, I keep it 100. And I think if anything, that's what separates me from most people is that I live in my truth. And you can't tell me not that, you know? Mm-hmm. You can ask anybody in Chicago, whether in the organizing scene or not, I live in my truth. And even if that means, you know, being out drunk and throwing up, I'm gonna be like, yeah, what's up? I'm here, you know what I mean? Or if it means being super fly and knowing who I am, and I don't even want to say bragging, but just telling the truth online, you know what I mean? Telling the truth on the radio. So shout out to WPGU, you know what I'm saying? Y'all doing y'all thing. You know, my man's Nick with the beard, my girl Shannon with the fly, looking fly all the time. So, yeah, appreciate y'all.
Yeah, once again, thank you for coming. This was really fun. Don't forget to catch Malcolm London at the Canopy Club tonight.
Yeah, you're going to catch Kick It Live. Can I Kick It there, too?
Yeah, we're live streaming the whole show. Make sure you guys bring those Butterfingers and Skittles.
Free
entry, five people. You heard it?
Yeah. All right.
I might even do 10 if you also bring Arizona iced tea.
It has to be the super sized ones, though.
You write that down?
No, the king size.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Thank you. King size. Specify. Rules apply.
There's five people here? They need to split this year.
Yeah. Actually, facts. A white, a milk chocolate Hershey bar, Skittles or Butterfinger, king size. Any one of those, I'm giving 7 people tickets.
I hope you wrote all this down, listener.
I hope y'all wrote it down.
Wrote this, yeah.
If I swear to God, if somebody bring me a Hershey, I will super rock with you. I will invite you backstage.
Thanks. Oh, man.
But it has to be a king bar. Thank you, Shannon. Yeah. If it's not king bar, I don't even know why you go home.
Big one, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to get us out the club, you can't even get in. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't even want to. Don't waste my time. You know what I mean?
All right. Yep. Signing off. This is Can I Kick It on WPGU.